Hello and welcome to your World of Reg. I'm Trevor Pott, and joining me today are my good friends, network engineer Dan Lipien from Calgary, Canada, and frontline support technician Josh Folland. We're here to rehash a bit of an old argument, not just personally, but in the IT industry as a whole. Training, industry certificates, what do they mean to us? What do they mean to our careers, our future? Are they relevant? Are they not? Now, Dan here, you are one exam away from finishing your CCNP, correct?
Yep.
And what has your pursuit of this certification meant for you? Has it opened any doors? What has it done for you?
I feel that it's definitely opened up the doors to a lot of different areas. I took the old curriculum, not the new curriculum, and it was a little more broad. It still included the routing and switching, but it also included VoIP, QoS, a lot of security as well. It helped me, you know, focus on some things that I might not have focused on while working in industry. And then definitely pointed out some issues with, different configurations that had been done in the past. So I feel it's definitely been helpful. So that's kind of how I stand. I feel that having a CCNP definitely helps you get your foot in the door in a large company. Helps you get that kind of position that you want. So I have focused on it a little bit more than other people have. That's where I stand on that one.
So how do you respond to talk about certificates not being worth the paper that they're written on? The so-called paper MCSC, the internet and anecdotal IT history is littered with discussions about them. I've met a few. The guy who knows everything that is necessary to pass the exam but can't format the proverbial floppy disk.
Yeah, well, I think that's with everything, right? I mean, there are different types of people in the world. There's the ones that, they like what they do, and, they do the certification exam and they actually learn something from it. And then there's those people that just want to pass the certification exam to get a bigger paycheck. So I think that's the same thing in any industry. I think you can't really get away from that. But, I do feel that if you cover the curriculum and you do pay attention to it, that you can definitely learn a lot from it.
Josh?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, being a frontline support technician means that the people that I work with need to have practical skills when they get into the field. And oftentimes, students that are just fresh out of school might not have all those practical skills, or maybe some of the curriculum they learn won't teach them how to deal with a problem that they need to be able to deal with really, really quickly. So while they do have some merit, it shows to me that they're better, like somebody with a certificate is better than just a random Joe Blow from the street. Sometimes there's definitely some problems. I mean, it doesn't guarantee that they know everything that they should know when it comes to the job at hand.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about certificates as sort of the only barometer that matters? Either you have a certificate, or you have your post-secondary degree, diploma, or you just don't seem to matter. You can have 5, 10, 15 years of experience, and, well, if you don't have the certificate, HR doesn't care. How many sysadmins, network admins, do you think are being left out in the cold just because they don't have certificates, even though they are quite possibly better at their job than the paper MCSEs that do have the certificates?
Well, I guess I would say I have to feel that what's stopping you from doing it? I mean, if it's going to guarantee you a better job, and for me, if it can get me a better job, why wouldn't I put in the 30 hours to go get the certificate or 40 hours? I think at the end of the day, in some cases, I think people, if you're not motivated to put in that little extra effort, then people see that. They see it as being lazy, right? In the sense, right? If you're really good at what you do, you can get those certificates.
Yeah, it's, at this point, it started to become an industry standard. Like you said, it's kind of a barometer at this point. And I mean, it's as an employer, you look at somebody's resume, and if they say, I've got 18 years of experience as a technician in the IT industry, that's, it's kind of ambiguous when you see that on a resume, especially if you're just a random HR drone or something like that. You're not going to know if those 18 years of experience are actually worth more than somebody who's got a bunch of tangible certificates that they can go on whatever database, look up and see what those certificates actually represent credential wise. So I think they're a necessary evil.
I also feel, you know, in the hiring process, in the grand scheme of things, the certificates, no certificates, the resumes, all that seems to be kind of irrelevant. HR departments have no idea what they're hiring for. The worst thing in Canada that I think that I've seen, and I've had many complaints from, you know, many different people. I've worked with some Australian guys, some guys from England, and they basically told me, he's like, I don't understand how a job posting can ask you to have a CCMP, to have experience in development and to have your MCSE. He's like, you know, he says, I've worked for £60 an hour in England, and all I did was networking. You know, he says, and I come here and they want to me to have everything under the rainbow, and they want to pay me, you know, a quarter of that. So, you know, a lot of the times HR departments don't know how to, hire for the positions that they're hiring for.
So a necessary evil then, one that gets your foot in the door, but it still actually requires you to sell yourself once you've gotten your foot through that door.
That is correct.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, hey guys, thanks for taking the time out to talk to about all of this stuff. Good luck in your future certification efforts, and maybe next time we can do this without breaking Skype.
Take care, Trevor.
Take care.